But you don't get this with your head out of the game. You don't get this playing wishy-washy. You get this by giving yourself to Jesus and allowing the Holy Spirit to take control and have his way and obey and yield and do what he says. Then that power come on you. That power grow in you. That power explode in you. That power explode around you. And nobody can stop you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It'll feed the hungry. It'll raise the dead. It'll open blind eyes. It'll put your life together. It'll get the stuff out of you that ain't right. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God is tired of the watered down sermons on the Holy Spirit. So I vow to be not one of those water this, the Holy Spirit down because somebody don't agree. Who are you to buck God? I said, who are you or who you think you are? That you're going to go in and twist it up. Let's read it like it is and tell it like it said. But you agree? I thought I was closing. Let me give you one more. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's go to the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. 10:44. Hallelujah. 10:44. Let me give you the setting here. Cornelius was a Gentile leader, Italian of the Italian band. He had 100 soldiers that he was over. And he would call up a Jewish proselyte. And he would pray every day. He would give alms. He blessed the people. And he prayed every day to God. And this, see, the gospel had, at this point, the gospel had not reached the Gentile people. And then Peter, John, all that, all of Jesus' teaching, what he did, they still hadn't got it clear. See, that's why you need the Holy Ghost. Huh? And an angel appeared to him, Cornelius, while he was in the room there praying, angel appeared to him and told him what to do. Said, send men to Joppa and tell. There's one there by the name of Simon Peter, staying with Simon the tenor by the seaside. You send and get him. He will tell you what to do. See, angel have not been sent to preach the gospel we have. You, us, we. And don't get in your mind that you can only preach the gospel when you're standing here. That's 5% of the gospel is done right here. The other 95 is out there, out there. You got it? So people think they've done something just because they come to church. Oh, no, you hadn't done any work. You only do some work when you leave out of here. Amen. So he sent men and Peter went up on the housetop to pray. God had to get him ready. Are you with me so far? He went up on the housetop to pray. He was ready. He was hungry, ready to eat. And they were preparing the meal. And he went up on the housetop to pray. And while he was up there praying, he fell in a trance. And that was a sheet let down at the four corners. And he saw in that like a television stream, like you look at the stream. He saw in that all kind of beasts, four-footed beasts and all kind of creatures. And the voice said to Peter, rise, slay and eat. Peter said, not so, Lord. I'm a Jew. Ain't nothing common or unclean at the end of my mouth. And it did it three times, then the sheep was taken back up. And while he thought on the vision that he had when he fell in the trance, the Spirit said, Peter, three men are waiting on you at the gate. Go down and welcome them in and go with them without doubting nothing. And what God was doing, he getting Peter ready, because see, the Jews thought the gospel was for them only and only them. Now, Philip had been to the mixed race of people. Now, he's sending Peter to the Gentile. And when he got there, this is what verse 20, I wish I had time to read the whole message. You have to go back and read it. But look what happened. And what I want you to see, and this is why we're doing this, God wants you to see, we follow the pattern of the New Testament, not somebody's theory, not somebody's opinion, or somebody's experience. Let's follow the pattern. Because this is when the Holy Spirit came, this is what happened, this is when the church was born, this is when the church came into being on the day of Pentecost. So, and this is what was sanctioned to the church. And too many people get saved, nobody ever say anything to them about being filled with the Spirit. That should be the next thing. You shouldn't let people walk out. Get saved, get filled. Then teach, train, grow. And this is why you have so many weak Christians, because they're trying to run their life without the Holy Spirit. That's why we're getting so many kind of sin, because there's no restraint. But I promise you, you'll pray, you'll stay away from a lot of stuff. You know, prayer is one of the most powerful forces you can get hooked up with. You know what prayer is? It's joining forces with God. Do you know anybody ever conquered God? Y'all are so quiet. Do you know anyone that had ever conquered God? Why not you? Why is it so hard for you to join forces with it? So I'm telling you how you join forces with God through prayer. You know that's the weakest thing that's among the body of Christ is prayer. Can't you see why? Because the enemy don't want you hooking up with that force. He can't handle it. I'm going to say it again. He's not able to handle that force of power. He does everything he can to keep people too busy or anything or too scared or whatever to pray. Ooh, it's so quiet up in here. I thought I had a lively month. But anyway, I got to go on. I'm on a commission command to do this. When Peter, look at verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, what happened? The Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. I want you to notice, the script, what I want to point out to you, so when you read, you can see how consistent the scripture is. I'm going to read it again. You remember when they believed Philip preaching, they heard the word, they were baptized. Received the word, they were baptized. Peter preached the same thing. But notice that the new birth came before. Almost this instant here, it almost happened simultaneously. But the new birth took place just like that. They got born again, they got filled. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell. While Peter yet spake these words, what word? About the new birth? The Holy Ghost fell. And on who? All them which heard or received the word. Keep going. And they are the circumcision. See, he has some brethren there. Look what happened to him now. That means his brothers, circumcision, meaning the Jews, which believed, was astonished. Boy, we never thought this would happen. They was astonished that this same Holy Ghost that came on them at the day of Pentecost, now on these Gentile heathen people, they didn't think qualified.